No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 22nd day of September. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here. A lot to read today, so let's jump in. Zechariah chapters 8 through 14 today. And this week we are reading the contemporary English version, Zechariah chapter 8. The Lord All-Powerful said to me, I love Zion so much that her enemies make me angry. I will return to Jerusalem and live there on Mount Zion. Then Jerusalem will be known as my faithful city, and Zion will be known as my holy mountain. Very old people with walking sticks will once again sit around in Jerusalem, while boys and girls play in the streets. This may seem impossible for my people who are left, but it isn't impossible for me, the Lord, all-powerful. I will save those who were taken to lands in the east and the west, and I will bring them to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be their God, faithful to bring about justice. I am the Lord, all-powerful, so don't give up. Think about the message my prophets spoke when the foundation of my temple was laid. Before that time, neither people nor animals were rewarded for their work, and no one was safe anywhere because I had turned them against each other. My people, only a few of you are left, and I promise not to punish you as I did before. Instead, I will make sure that your crops are planted in peace and your vineyards are fruitful, that your fields are fertile and the dew falls from the sky. People of Judah and Israel, you have been a curse to the nations, but I will save you and make you a blessing to them. So don't be afraid or lose courage. When your ancestors made me angry, I decided to punish you with disasters, and I didn't hold back. Now you no longer need to be afraid. I have decided to treat Jerusalem and Judah with kindness, but you must be truthful with each other, and in court, you must give fair decisions that lead to peace. Don't ever plan evil things against others or tell lies under oath. I, the Lord, hate such things. The Lord All-Powerful told me to say, People of Judah, I, the Lord, demand that whenever you go without food as a way of worshiping me, it should become a time of celebration, no matter if it's the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, or the tenth month, you should have a joyful festival. So love truth and live at peace. I tell you that people will come here from cities everywhere. Those of one town will go to another and say, We're going to ask the Lord, All-Powerful, to treat us with kindness. Come and join us. Many people from strong nations will come to Jerusalem to worship me and to ask me to treat them with kindness. When this happens, 10 people from nations with different languages will grab a Jew by his clothes and say, Let us go with you. We've heard that God is on your side. I, the Lord, all-powerful, have spoken. This is a message from the Lord. His eyes are on everyone, especially the tribes of Israel. So he pronounces judgment against the cities of Hadrach and Damascus. Judgment will also fall on the nearby city of Hamath, as well as on Tyre and Sidon, whose people are clever. Tyre has built a fortress and piled up silver and gold, as though they were dust or mud from the streets. Now the Lord will punish Tyre with poverty. He will sink its ships and send it up in flames. Both Ashkelon and Gaza will tremble with fear. Ekron will lose all hope. Gaza's king will be killed, and Ashkelon emptied of its people. A mob of half-breeds will settle in Ashdod, and the Lord himself will rob Philistia of pride. No longer will the Philistines eat meat with blood in it, or any unclean food. They will become part of the people of our God from the tribe of Judah. And God will accept the people of Ekron as he did the Jebusites. God says, I will stand guard to protect my temple from those who come to attack. I know what's happening, and no one will mistreat my people ever again. Everyone in Jerusalem, celebrate and shout. Your king has won a victory, and he is coming to you. He is humble and rides on a donkey. He comes on a colt of a donkey. I, the Lord, will take away war chariots and horses from Israel and Jerusalem. Bows that were made for battle will be broken. I will bring peace to nations, and your king will rule from sea to sea. His kingdom will reach from the Euphrates River across the earth. When I made a sacred agreement with you, my people, we sealed it with blood. Now some of you are captives in waterless pits, but I will come to your rescue and offer you hope. Return to your fortress, because today I will reward you with twice what you had. I will use Judah as my bow and Israel as my arrow. I will take the people of Zion as my sword and attack the Greeks. Like a cloud, the Lord God will appear over his people, and his arrows will flash like lightning. God will sound his trumpet and attack in a whirlwind from the south. The Lord All-Powerful will protect his people, and they will trample down the sharpshooters and their slingshots. They will drink and get rowdy. They will be as full as a bowl at the time of sacrifice. The Lord God will save them on that day because they are his people, and they will shine on his land like jewels in a crown. How lovely they will be. Young people will grow there like grain in a field or grapes in a vineyard. I, the Lord, am the one who sends storm clouds and showers of rain to make fields produce. So when the crops need rain, you should pray to me. You can't believe idols and fortune tellers, or depend on the hope you receive from witchcraft and interpreters of dreams. But you have tried all of these, and now you are like sheep without a shepherd. I, the Lord, all-powerful, am fiercely angry with you leaders, and I will punish you. I care for my people, the nation of Judah, and I will change this flock of sheep into charging war horses. From this flock will come leaders who will be strong, like cornerstones and tent pegs and weapons of war. They will join in the fighting, and together they will trample their enemies like mud. They will fight because I, the Lord, will be on their side. And they will crush the enemy cavalry. I will strengthen the kingdoms of Judah and Israel, and I will show mercy because I am the Lord their God. I will answer their prayers and bring them home. Then it will seem as though I have never rejected them. Israel will be like a tribe of warriors celebrating with wine. When their children see this, they will also be happy because of me, the Lord. I will give a signal for them to come together because I have rescued them. And there will be as many as ever before. Although I scattered my people in distant countries, they won't forget me. Once their children are raised, they will return. I will bring them home from Egypt and Assyria, then let them settle as far as Gilead and Lebanon until the land overflows with them. My people will go through an ocean of troubles, but I will overcome the waves and dry up the deepest part of the Nile. Assyria's great pride will be put down, and the power of Egypt will disappear. I'll strengthen my people because of who I am, and they will follow me. I, the Lord, have spoken. Lebanon, open your gates. Let the fire come in to destroy your cedar trees. Cry, you cypress trees. The glorious cedars have fallen and are rotting. Cry, you oak trees of Bashan. The dense forest has been chopped down. Listen, shepherds are crying. Their glorious pastures have been ruined. Listen, lions are roaring. The forests of the Jordan Valley are no more to be found. The Lord my God said to me, tend those sheep doomed for slaughter. The people who buy and butcher them go unpunished, while everyone who sells them says, praise the Lord, I'm rich. Not even their shepherds have pity on them. Tend those sheep because I, the Lord, will no longer have pity on the people of this earth. I'll turn neighbor against neighbor and make them slaves of a king. They will bring disaster on the earth, and I'll do nothing to rescue any of them. So I became a shepherd of those sheep doomed to be slaughtered by the sheep dealers. And I gave names to the two sticks I used for tending the sheep. One of them was named Mercy, and the other, Unity. In less than a month, I became impatient with three shepherds who didn't like me, and I got rid of them. Then I said, I refuse to be your shepherd. Let the sheep that are going to die go on and die, and those that are going to be destroyed go on and be destroyed. Then let the others eat one another alive. On that same day, I broke the stick named Mercy to show that the Lord had canceled his agreement with all people. The sheep dealers who saw me knew at once that this was a message from the Lord. I told them, pay me my wages if you think you should. Otherwise, forget it. So they handed me my wages, a measly 30 pieces of silver. Then the Lord said, throw the money into the treasury. So I threw the money into the treasury at the Lord's temple. Then I broke the stick named Unity and canceled the ties between Judah and Israel. Next, the Lord said to me, act like a shepherd again, this time a worthless shepherd. Once more, I am going to let a worthless nobody rule the land. One who won't care for the strays or search for the young or heal the sick or feed the healthy. He will just dine on the fattest sheep, leaving nothing but a few bones. You worthless shepherd, deserting the sheep. I hope a sword will cripple your arm and blind your right eye. This is a message from the Lord about Israel. I am the Lord. I stretched out the heavens. I put the earth on its foundations and gave breath to humans. I have decided that Jerusalem will become a bowl of wine that makes the neighboring nations drunk. And when Jerusalem is attacked, Judah will also be attacked. But I will turn Jerusalem into a heavy stone that crushes anyone who tries to lift it. When all nations on earth surround Jerusalem, I will blind every horse and make them panic, and every rider will be confused. But at the same time, I will watch over Judah. Then every clan in Judah will realize that I, the Lord, all-powerful, am their God, and that I am the source of their strength. At that time, I will let the clans of Judah be like a ball of fire in a wood pile, or a fiery torch in a haystack. Then Judah will send the surrounding nations up in smoke, and once again the city of Jerusalem will be filled with people. But I will first give victory to Judah, so the kingdom of David and the city of Jerusalem, in all of their glory, won't be thought of more highly than Judah itself. I, the Lord God, will protect Jerusalem. Even the weakest person there will be as strong as David, and David's kingdom will rule as though my very own angel were its leader. I am determined to wipe out every nation that attacks Jerusalem. I, the Lord, will make the descendants of David and the people of Jerusalem feel deep sorrow and pray when they see the one they pierced with a spear. They will mourn and weep for him as parents weep over the death of their only child or their firstborn. On that day, the people of Jerusalem will mourn as much as everyone did for Hadad-Ramon on the flatlands near Megiddo. Everyone of each family in the land will mourn, and the men will mourn separately from the women. This includes those from the family of David and the families of Nathan, Levi, Shimei, and all other families as well. In the future, there will be a fountain where David's descendants and the people of Jerusalem can wash away their sin and guilt. The Lord All-Powerful says, when that time comes, I will get rid of every idol in the country, and they will be forgotten forever. I will also do away with their prophets and those evil spirits that control them. If any such prophets ever appear again, their own parents must warn them that they will die for telling lies in my name, the name of the Lord. If those prophets don't stop speaking, their parents must kill them with a sword. Those prophets will be ashamed of their so-called visions, and they won't deceive anyone by dressing like a true prophet. Instead, they will say, I'm no prophet. I've been a farmer all my life. And if any of them are asked why they are wounded, they will answer, it happened at the house of some friends. the Lord All-Powerful said, "My sword, wake up, attack my shepherd and friend. Strike down the shepherd, scatter the little sheep, and I will destroy them. Nowhere in the land will more than a third of them be left alive. Then I will purify them and put them to the test, just as gold and silver are purified and tested. They will pray in my name, and I will answer them. I will say, 'You are my people,' and they will reply, 'You, Lord, are our God.' The Lord will have his day, and when it comes, everything that was ever taken from Jerusalem will be returned and divided among its people. But first, he will bring many nations to attack Jerusalem. Homes will be robbed, women raped, and half of the population dragged off, though the others will be allowed to remain. The Lord will attack those nations like a warrior fighting in battle. He will take his stand on the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem, and the mountain will split in half, forming a wide valley that runs from east to west. Then you people will escape from the Lord's mountain. Through this valley, which reaches to Azal, you will run in all directions, just as everyone did when the earthquake struck in the time of King Uzziah of Judah. Afterwards, the Lord my God will appear with his holy angels. It will be a bright day that won't turn cloudy or cold, and the Lord has decided when it will happen, this time of unending day. In both summer and winter, life-giving streams will flow from Jerusalem, half of them to the Dead Sea in the east and half to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Then there will be only one Lord who rules as king and whose name is worshipped everywhere on earth. From Geba down to Ramon, south of Jerusalem, the entire country will be turned into flatlands with Jerusalem still towering above. Then the city will be full of people from Benjamin Gate, Old Gate Place, and Hananel Tower in the northeast part of the city over to Corner Gate in the northwest and down to King's Wine Press in the south. Jerusalem will always be secure and will never again be destroyed. Here is what the Lord will do to those who attack Jerusalem. While they are standing there, he will make their flesh rot, and their eyes fall from their sockets, and their tongues drop out. The Lord will make them go into a frenzy and start attacking each other, until even the people of Judah turn against those in Jerusalem. This same terrible disaster will also strike every animal nearby, including horses, mules, camels, and donkeys. Finally, everything of value in the surrounding nations will be collected and brought to Jerusalem, gold, silver, and piles of clothing. Afterwards, the survivors from those nations that attacked Jerusalem will go there each year to worship the King, the Lord All-Powerful, and to celebrate the Festival of Shelters. No rain will fall on the land of anyone in any country who refuses to go to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord All-Powerful. This horrible disaster will strike the Egyptians and everyone else who refuses to go there for the celebration. At that time, the words, "dedicated to the Lord," will be engraved on the bells worn by horses. In fact, every ordinary cooking pot in Jerusalem will be just as sacred to the Lord All-Powerful as the bowls used at the altar. Any one of them will be acceptable for boiling the meat of sacrificed animals, and there will no longer be a need to sell special pots and bowls. A couple of little nuggets to take away from today. The beginning of our reading in Zechariah today, it's just a little line tucked away. So love truth and live in peace. It's really simple. It sounds really simple. Love truth, live at peace. What would those two things look like if we loved truth? If we denied anything, if we denied ourselves to ingest or listen to anything that is not truth, if we could become self-aware and extend, practice self-control, we would not engage in gossip. We would not pick up every narrative of hot topics so that we just have to know what's going on. What would it be like to live at peace? To live at peace within our own selves. I can't even define that. What would it be like for each and every one of us individually to live at peace within ourselves? Maybe there are some things we wouldn't participate in. Maybe there are some people that we would healthily not allow to rob us of our peace. Maybe we would surrender our pride. Maybe those are simple but yet profound questions to sit with today. Do we love truth? Or do we love any variation of truth? If God is truth, all truth, are we loving God, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth? On that note, there's some harsh words about false prophets given today. There's no need to repeat what we've already read with that. But this is the declaration from God. These are the voices declaring to speak and be the voice of God that are anything but. We have to know who is worthy of bearing the title of messenger of God. We can only know this by knowing God and knowing Him through His word. We hear the revelation once again of the coming Messiah and the fact that a king will rule over all of the earth. All of the earth, not just one nation, all of the earth, but it is a king of a completely different kind, completely unexpected. And we will soon meet this king as we approach this time together in the Word. Whew. And I don't know about you, but I can't wait to meet this king face to face one day. Jesus, we thank you for your Word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love that transcends us beyond our sin, beyond our faults, beyond our shortcomings. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you forgive us when we come and repent once again. Here we are once again, giving you everything. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around, download it, send it to a friend. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. And we are really, truly so grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner, and lastly look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, or again utilizing that app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit, turn that wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I'll turn the page together tomorrow, and we'll begin the book of Esther. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning, DABC. This is God's Sunshine in California, and today is September 18th. I am calling to ask for prayers for my dad. He is going in for triple bypass surgery next week on Wednesday, the 24th. And he's high risk because of his COPD and his severe emphysema. And so they're sending him to a specialist to do the surgery. So I just ask that you would just pray peace over him, success over the procedure. He's very anxious, has very worried. He is a Christian man. He devotes his life to reading the Bible and talking to God and being present with the Lord. However, this surgery has gotten his anxiety pretty elevated, and he's very worried. He thinks that he's going to die during surgery. So I just ask that you would just please lift him up in prayer, and also keep my mom in prayer. She's a bit anxious about it all as well. And I'll report back with an update. Thank you all for your prayers. Love you. God's grace over you today, each and every day.
Good morning. This is Wendy from Michigan, and I'm just wondering if you could pray for my brother, who I will leave unnamed. We lost our dad a little over 2 years ago to suicide, and it has hit all of us quite hard. But God has been so, so gracious. But for this brother of mine, he was best friends with my dad, and it has hit him the hardest. And it's also deeply affected his marriage. He hasn't really had a healthy marriage. And I'm just reaching out, asking that you will pray for him, for healing from this trauma and just healing in his marriage. Just asking for a beautiful story to come out of their marriage. I really would appreciate it. Have a great day.